You bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord? And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. So we pour out our praise to you only. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, we lift you high. 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 Great are you, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you all. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Glory, glory, glory to our God, our Master, our King, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Daddy. He's so good. And we are so grateful that we have another opportunity to say we love you, we honor you, and great, 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 great are you, Lord. So I want to thank you so much for giving us this opportunity because of your dear daughters, Dr. Pecola and also Dr. Vanessa. I want to thank you because of the people that are on this call, your children, and Artists International, now Artists Life, gave many of us an opportunity to come together. I want to thank you, Lord, for the Diaz de Leon family. I want to thank you for our prophet, your daughter, Prophet Kai. She's going to bring a word forward. She loves you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We honor you. We extol your greatness. I want to thank you for our team, the leaders of the team, Lord God. You loved us, you chose us, and we honor you, and we serve you with gladness in our heart. I want to thank you for our little psalmist, and yet she may be young and little, but she's mighty and victorious in you, Lord God. So thank you for our psalmist, Kaylin, Lord God. And Father, I want to thank you for our family that's on this call, everyone that's here, the mothers, the men of valor, Lord God, and your daughters, and even your young children that may be on the call. We love you. We honor you. We will adore you always. And we are grateful. And we love to call you Master, because indeed you are the great I Am. So having said all of this, we thank you for your son giving us your best, who's always interceding on our behalf. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Daddy God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I send up this thanks to you on behalf of all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to turn it over to our host. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you, Songbird. Take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, Minister Robin. Thank you so much for being our greeter this morning, for making sure that we were safely seated and that you greeted each one of us with Jesus' joy this morning. Thank you for serving us in excellence, and thank you for opening us up in prayer. Thank you again to Psalmist Kaylin. Great are you, Lord. It's your praise, hallelujah. And it's because of him that we give him the praise, we give him the glory, and it's his breath that's in our lungs. And so that is something mighty and marvelous to wake up to. That's a miracle. That's a sign and wonder to start off our day, knowing that we have the breath of the Lord breathing through our lungs. Hallelujah. So I am Tiffany Lauderdale. I do reside in Southern California. It is still dark outside, but I'm telling you that the light of Jesus is shining all through here. So I greet each one of you and welcome you to the Master's Call. Thank you so much for dialing in. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the yes of our two co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They said yes to the Lord almost 11 years. Can you believe that? We are almost at 11 years. Yes, we started on October the 25th of 2010. So, yes, we will be celebrating 11 years in a moment. And lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. That is the mission and mandate. And I'm telling you, it is manifesting daily in the lives of those who are attached to the Master's Call. And so you're probably wondering, how did they even do that 11 years ago? Well, It's because of a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life, which we all have been a part of at some time or another, or maybe if we weren't a part of it, maybe we've tried some of the awesome and amazing products that Artist Life has. So we give God thanks for the Diaz de Leon family, and we thank Papa Diaz de Leon for the vision and that he passed the baton over to Alejandro and Elvia, and they're continuing to flow and transform lives all over the world. And if you don't know about artists, get back with somebody on this call, and they will share with you more about Artist Life. And today is Awareness Wednesday, so on Awareness Wednesday, we have the opportunity to hear what the phenomenal Flanagans have to give us today. So if you want to dial in to hear about your health and your wellness, then dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. That's immediately following this call today. Now, the Master's Call also has a website. That is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. Many of you have been feasting at this buffet, but we don't know if this call has been good to you, bad to you. You enjoy it, you don't enjoy it. We don't know. So on our website, there is a comment section. I would ask you if seven of you today would go to our website, themasterscall.net, and leave a comment just so that we can see how, you know, we're doing as a ministry for you. If this call is blessing you or helping you, just let us know. Feedback is always good. So also, you know, we have prayer requests, we have praise reports, and maybe the call is over. And we know we open the line on Fridays, but there's also a way for you to get in touch with us during the day. And all you would have to do is send an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. It's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for this morning, she is absolutely amazing. She is a woman of God. She is a daughter. She is a mother. She is a sister. She is a friend. By trade, she is an engineer, and she is a co-founder of Sisters Serving Sisters. And if you missed Sisters Serving Sisters on Saturday, I'm telling you, you missed something powerful and anointed. She is an author, but now she is a poet. She absolutely shared with us a beautiful poem that the Lord gave her. So God is elevating her to higher and higher heights, but she is our anointed speaker today. She is kingdom-minded. She is anointed, and she is an inspiration to many. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Prophet Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning, sis?
I am here, my beautiful songbird. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, our beautiful songbird, who joins us with such Jesus joy at O Dark 30 in the morning from the West Coast. And, of course, thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, and thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting us. And, of course, I want to say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God whose yes is why we can be here today, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola. Your obedience is why we can come together on the TMC call. And, of course, we say thank you, thank you, thank you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to our Daddy God, and to the Holy Spirit. Again, we are in the midst of the series that I started last week called Be Sober and Disciplined, Giving God Control, Not Just Access, Mind, Body, and Spirit. So we started this by talking about being sober and disciplined. And we started by talking about taming of the tongue and controlling the tongue and how it is such a small member, but yet it can set things aflame. It can blow things up. It can burn down buildings, because when we speak things, how we speak them can determine the outcome of any and every situation. So that's where we started. So today we're going to go on to being sober and disciplined with the mind and of the mind. Sober, God gave me an acronym for sober, and as I was sitting there, I was like, okay, Lord, It's sincerely, obediently believing every revelation. Sincerely and obediently believing every revelation. Now, that's every revelation of God. So we got to make sure we're in relationship and that we know that the revelation is from God, not just a revelation that the enemy could be trying to place within our head. So we have to make sure that we're walking in that relationship, and that as we are sincerely and obediently believing every revelation, that we are allowing our minds to be controlled by God. So being sober and obedient, being sober and disciplined, giving God control, not just access, and we're speaking about the mind. So let us look at Romans 12, 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is a reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may be discerned which is the will of God. So God is telling us, first of all, our reasonable service is to be holy and acceptable to God. That's reasonable, considering that he sent Jesus to the cross to us. But then, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Well, how are we renewing our minds? What are we doing to renew our mind? Well, if we are honest, we know that Philippians 2 and 5 tells us, have this mind among yourselves, which is the mind of Christ Jesus. So we are supposed to have the mind of Christ. So if we have the mind of Christ, then renewing our mind becomes easier because we are focusing on the things of Christ, and we start that by focusing on the Word. So the renewing of our mind comes by the reading of the Word. Okay, so if we're watching too much television or we're spending too much time on social media, then what we're renewing our mind with may or may not be godly, may or may not be what God is calling us to renew our minds with. And if we are renewing our mind with those things that are not of God, then our mind is not controlled, therefore, by God. And we're just giving him access to the pieces and parts of our mind that we want him to have. But again, God desires control, not just access. See, God cannot fulfill all that he desires to give us. God cannot do all that he desires to do for us if we're keeping parts of ourselves from him. I don't know about you, but I want all God has for me. I don't just want some of it. I want all of it, every little part of it. So I have to make sure that I'm not conforming to the world, but that I'm transforming myself by the renewing of my mind so that I can test those things and know and discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect, because I want to be in that perfect will of God. So how do I do that? He tells us to think on these things. See, he doesn't just leave us to figure it out on our own. He doesn't just leave us stuck trying to determine how to do this thing. He tells us to think on these things. And are we thinking on those things, or are we just doing what we want to do? So that comes Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. He doesn't leave us to figure out how to focus our minds. He doesn't leave us to figure out how to be sober and disciplined. He doesn't leave us to figure it out on our own. He's given us instructions. But now will we choose to follow them? Just like, thank you for tying it back in, Lord, just like with Moses, before he sent him back to Egypt to help bring the people out, he said, I am that I am. And he gave him instructions of how to go before Pharaoh and how to go before the children of Israel. He didn't leave it to chance. But will we allow him to be the I am in our lives and be sober and disciplined, giving God control, not just access? Will we choose to do that? But it's up to us to make sure we are renewing our mind, that we have the mind of Christ. But it's up to us. 1 Peter 1:13, therefore preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Again, he is telling us, set your hope fully on the grace. How does that grace come? That's brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Again, not leaving it to us to figure out. We have to make sure, however, that we are walking according to that relationship with him. And if we have not built that relationship, then how are we to be sober and disciplined, giving God control, not just access? But it's time that we put those foolish things aside, that we set aside those things that cause us to stumble and fall. And as I woke up this morning at 4:30, God said to me, when we think about the mind, we started out at a place with the mind, with the acronym, mindset intentionally needing deliverance. That is where we are when we begin our relationship with Christ. Our mindset intentionally needs deliverance. See, because we've been at a place before we come into that relationship where we think the way the world thinks, because that we are in the world. And at the time before our salvation, we are of the world. So we're at a place where our mindset intentionally needs deliverance. See, but God desires to take us from that place where our mindset intentionally needs deliverance to our mentality intentionally necessitates deliverance of others. See, he wants to take us from needing deliverance to necessitating the deliverance of others. See, he wants us to go from thinking about our own salvation to thinking about how we bring others to Christ. See, God desires our mindset to change from where we need to focus on getting ourselves into relationship to how we bring others to relationship with him. And if we are continually working on our relationship with him after our salvation, then that is the route we're walking. Everything we do in our lives then changes from living our lives out loud so that it is an example to others so that they desire what we have with him. So our mindset should be changing as we grow in the wisdom and knowledge and grace of God. We shouldn't still be in the place that we were 3 years ago. We should have grown from being able to drink the milk to being able to chew the meat and spit out the bone. We have got to get to the place where we're strong enough in the Word, where we're strong enough in our relationship that when the enemy comes charging at us, that we can laugh in his face and be like, yeah, okay, I knew you were coming. Didn't necessarily know how, but I knew you were coming, and I'm still not going to be moved. Yes, this situation is difficult, and it hurts, and I'm struggling, but you know what? I serve a mighty God who is bigger than any retaliation the enemy can bring towards me. And we've got to have the wisdom to know that he's going to retaliate and to cover everything in our orbit that he could retaliate against. So if you're stepping out into your ministry, you need to be praying for everything and everyone around you that is affected by your ministry. Your children, your parents, your friends, everything, that your business, everything that can be affected by your ministry, you need to make sure you're covering in prayer. Because the enemy is coming to try and distract you. Because the last thing he wants is a focused mind on the ministry of God that he's called you to. Because if you're focused and pressing forward, then you're accomplishing that which God has set you out to accomplish. And don't get mad at the enemy. That's his job. But if you are about your job and your business that God has called you to be about, then God will take care of the rest of it. And stop concerning yourselves with those people who are coming against you. Stop concerning yourselves with those people who are opposing you. Stop concerning yourselves with those people that you feel should be supporting you. You know what? Those people that hurt you, pray for them. Forgive them. Push past them. Because you know what? It's not them. It's a spirit acting on them and through them because they don't know any better right now. So you pray for them. And you release them to God. He'll take care of it. Stop spending energy. Stop giving them control and power over you. Have the mindset of Christ. Christ didn't let anything stop him from pressing forward in what God calls him to, even to the cross. Think about that for a second. If Jesus pressed in even to the cross, then anything God is calling us to, we should be able to press into no matter what the circumstances or situation looks like. But our mindset has to intentionally be the mindset of Christ. And we have to press in towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about, oh, this person hurt my feelings today, so I'm going to be mad, and I'm gonna think about this, I'm going to think about them, and I'm going to think, because then you aren't focused on what God called you to focus on. And you can't possibly be doing what God called you to do because you're putting too much effort and energy into that person that is not even a part of God's vision for your life. I don't know who this is for because this is not where the message was going. But somebody needs to hear, stop giving people so much power in your life. Change your mindset on how you think about people. Pray for them who despitefully use you. Pray for them. Turn them over to Daddy God. He will take care of it. I promise you. But also cover those in your sphere of influence. Because as a parent, I will tell you, the enemy's, one of his first attack is going to be your children. As a child, one of the first attacks is going to be your parents. Cover them. Be on your post. Let this mind in you be the mind of Christ. Make sure that you are being sober and disciplined, giving God control, not just access. Mind, body, and spirit. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let the church say amen. What a powerful series, Prophet Kai. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction, but at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you because you are worthy, because you are faithful. Hallelujah. We give you the praise and we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. God, we ask right now that you will forgive us of those things that we said, that we did, that we thought, that were against your will. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, as we go through this winning Wednesday, God, that we go knowing that we have the victory. We have the victory over every situation. We have victory, God, over our finances, victory over our health, victory over our mindset, oh God, victory over the enemy, hallelujah. We have victory in our businesses, victory on our places of employment, God, victory in the classroom, victory in the highways and the byways, oh God. We walk in victory. We walk in dominion. We walk in authority on this day, God, because you gave it to us. We stand on your promises. And God, we will know that they will be activated and manifested in our lives. We thank you for Prophet Kai, and we thank you for the series that you gave her, God. And we thank you for the shift that you allowed the message to have, God. And we pray that it would not just be in our ears, but that we would meditate and chew on this word throughout the day, God. And we just thank you that you will restore her with your virtue, that you will supply every single need according to your riches and glory, and that she will experience the exceeding and abundant blessings that you have for her life, God. We thank you for this time, and we thank you for this moment, and these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So I know you have to go back and get notes from this call. Well, if you don't, I know I do. But so how do you do that? Well, it's simple. Just dial 712-432-1085. Use the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. Okay, remember, you can go to themasterscall.net also to see all of the messages archived there. But if you want, like, immediate, you got to go back and say, I got to hear that one more time. Well, that is how you go about doing it. Remember, we'll be headed over to Awareness Wednesday on the morning motivational call with the Phenomenal Flanagans, and that is 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-6-17-POUND. Okay? Let me tell you, this has been an awesome and amazing day today. I mean, what a way to start this winning Wednesday in victory. Again, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our psalmist this morning who set the atmosphere for us, Psalmist Kaylin. Thank you so much, woman of God, for ushering us into the Holy of Holies. Thank you again to Minister Robin for greeting us and seeing us and opening us up in prayer. And to Prophet Kai, thank you so much for that on-time word. We can't wait to hear the continuation, and it has been an honor, privilege, and pleasure for me to wake up early in the morning and serve you in excellence as your hostess with the mostest for this day. Prophet Kai, come back and give us our benediction at this time. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, our beautiful songbird, for hosting us with such Jesus joy so early in the a.m. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for being God all by yourself. And we want to make sure we give you control, not just access. Lord, we desire your perfect will in our lives. We want to walk according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan, Father, and not our own. So, Lord, as we leave this call but never ever your presence, we surrender and submit ourselves to you, O Father. Have your way. Do as you see fit, O God. And we love you, love you, love you. Magnify your name because you deserve that and so much more. So, Lord, we thank you. We glorify you and we magnify your name. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.